Welcome back to Lay of the Land, and my guest, Mike McCabe. Also want to call to your attention the fact that Mike has published another book, Unscrewing America, Hints and Hopes from the Heartland. So you might want to check that out. Check at your neighborhood bookstore and give it a look. So we were talking about community and how that was a significant element to the political perspective of our parents. It brought back memories, Mike, when you were talking about how the neighborhoods would be kind of mixed in their perspective, some purple kind of dimensions, perhaps, rather than red or blue. My grandmother was a strong Democrat, and her husband leaned more Republican. My mother was a strong Democrat, and my dad leaned Republican. So we
not
had it
not uncommon.
We had it right in the family.
Yeah.
And the first Republican my dad ever voted for was FDR. So and we know how significant an event the Depression was, and how that impacted rural America and really all of America.
You know, Nate, I wonder sometimes, my parents have both passed away, but I wonder, especially my dad, would he have become a Trump voter in these more recent years? I don't know. But I'll tell you what made him a Democrat was that he grew up in the Depression. And he saw Franklin Roosevelt, in his view, save rural America, he transformed, revolutionized the rural economy, revolutionized the rural way of life. And just for one example, think about rural electrification, bringing electricity down every back road all across the country to every barn and every farmhouse all across the land. That revolutionized rural life and the rural economy. And that stuck with people like my dad and mom. That made them into Democrats. That they worshipped Franklin Roosevelt. Now, you know, go down that gravel road that leads to our old farm today, and there are power lines stretched all the way down that road, and they do lead to every barn and every farmhouse. But as you drive down that road, you can't get an internet connection, and you can't get a mobile phone signal to save your life. Those are the modern day equivalents of electricity that was brought to every community in the age of Franklin Roosevelt. And I think for government to really be trusted and for government to be seen as valuable by today's rural residents as it was seen as valuable to my parents, there needs to be a commitment to bringing that kind of infrastructure to every back road and every small town across the landscape. And of course, a lot of people feel abandoned. They feel as though there hasn't been an effort made by government to bring those kinds of resources to rural communities. And so then they fall into the attitude of, well, if government's not going to do anything for us, let's just keep it as small as possible and keep our taxes down as much as possible. And that, of course, is what the Republicans preach, is keep taxes low, keep government small. And that's not how my parents felt. They really valued what government did to help rural communities and the rural way of life.
Yeah, because your parents and my parents actually experienced the benefits of government in yep. their lives. And the REA experience yep. with rural electrification was a very traumatic. I mean, when you've been walking around with lanterns and gas lamps, and all of a sudden now you've got light bulbs in every room, a pretty dramatic change to your life. You know, then come refrigerators and yep. radios and televisions.
And milking machines. Every cow was milked by hand until electricity came along, and all of a sudden you've got milking machines. And it really did transform rural life and the rural economy. And that is exactly the kind of thing that my dad and mom looked at and said, well, that's a Democrat who's making a huge impact on our way of life and our neck of the woods, and it made them into lifelong Democratic voters. My dad would measure every single candidate he ever voted for the entire rest of his life by how much that candidate reminded him of FDR. Whichever was the most like Roosevelt, that's who got his vote.
I think we're on the edge of a subject that we could really spend a lot of time on, which is how the Democratic Party perhaps is reaping the rewards of neglect of the rural, of its focus on rural America. And I, of course, as chair of the Rural Caucus that I have been a part of for the last 10 years, have been on a journey trying to raise more awareness about the rural dimension of Wisconsin politics. And I'm happy to say we are beginning to make some impact. And that's because some people in the party are starting to listen. And I think we're at an opportune time, actually, right now to make some points, because we've got a dirt road Democrat at the top of the DNC right now, and Jamie Harrison, that's what he calls himself, mm-hmm. a dirt road Democrat. It's, of course, an enormous challenge even just to try to shape the Democratic Party of Wisconsin to be turn that era, big ship a little more into the wind. But I think it's beginning to happen, and it's happening because of a bunch of people who are working together across the state on reinforcing the idea this is important. It needs to be done, because we cannot win elections in the state of Wisconsin unless we're all in. It's got to be urban, suburban, rural. We all got to be together on
it. Yeah, Democrats have been winning in the cities, and they're even making some inroads in the suburbs to some extent, but the Republicans are cleaning up in all the small towns and all the rural areas, and they've turned that bright red, and that leaves Democrats in a position where they're having a hard time maintaining a governing majority. So, you know, I think it's really important for people to be sensitive to the fact that rural concerns have an incredible impact on politics for everybody, and regardless of where you live. And you just think about the fact that there are rural communities that are digging up pavement and putting down gravel again because they can't afford to fill the potholes. Now, if a rural resident then makes a trip to the city to go watch a Packers game or a Brewers game or a Badger game in Madison, and they see all the traffic circles and all the interchanges and roundabouts and everything, they're saying, well, that's where all the gas tax money goes. And we can't even afford to fill the potholes out on our rural roads. That's poisonous when it comes to rural attitudes about the effectiveness of government. And there's got to be a sensitivity to that if we're going to create a politics that's good for everybody.
That's absolutely right. And we can do that. That can be done.
Absolutely.
If we neglected, we can reengage.
Yep.
So we'll be back in a few minutes. Mike and I'll continue our discussion of politics in rural Wisconsin. So we'll see you in a minute.